Sorry, quote by Zion Mishnah, Zion, hit the bow with Hamita. You immerse the bed into the mikvah. The bed with tummy, you want to immerse it in the mikvah. But the water of the mikvah is too shallow, you can't fit the bed into the water. And there's thick mud on the bottom of the mikvah. And the only way you can get the bed into the mikvah is by pushing the legs into the thick mud on the bottom of the mikvah. Now, if that mud on the bottom of the mikvah was soft mud, it wouldn't be a problem. A soft mud would combine with the water of the mikvah to complete the share of the mikvah. Meaning, if you had less than 40 saw of water and only combined with the soft mud, if you have 40 saw, the mikvah would be kosher. But in this case, the mud on the bottom of the mikvah was thick mud. Even so, the Mishnah tells us that the bed would become tar. Even though the legs of the bed were pushed into the tita ava on the bottom of the mikvah, the bed is tar, and the reason is because the water of the mikvah rushes into the impressions that are formed by the legs of the bed. Meaning, as soon as you start pushing the legs of the bed into the tita ava, the water rushes into those impressions. And even after the legs of the bed are totally pushed into the tita ava, there's a little bit of water from the mikvah in those impressions, so it's as if the bed is completely into the water of the mikvah. And even though the legs of the bed are in the tita ava, the bed would become tar. Mikvah shemeimah merudanim. A mikvah that its water was very shallow. The mikvah had 40 sa'ah, but it stretched over a large area, so the water was very shallow. And you want to immerse something in the water. But since the water is so shallow, you can't completely submerge the kli into the water. Kovesh afilu chavile etim, afilu chavile kanim, k'dei sheyitbachu amayim, v'yard v'tavu. You can push down into the side of the mikvah, even bundles of wood, or even bundles of reed, in order to cause the water to rise and to allow you to immerse something in the mikvah. And even though the mikvah might be exactly 40 sa'ah, and when some of the water gets in between the pieces of wood or reed, the mikvah is now less than 40 sa'ah. Even so, the mikvah is kosher, as the water that's in between the pieces of wood or reed combines with the rest of the water for the 40 sa'ah that is needed. Even though, if you would divide a mikvah totally into two, the water on one side would not combine with the water on the other side for 40 sa'ah. But in this case, he didn't put the chavila etim or the chavila kanim all the way from one end of the mikvah to the other, so therefore the water that gets in the etim or the kanim combines with the rest of the water for the 40 sa'ah. And since the chavila etim or kanim cause the water to rise, you can now immerse something in the mikvah, and it would be tar. Makachi nesuna amalas hamara, a needle that was placed on the steps of the cave. This cave is being used as a mikvah. And you have a needle which was tummy, and you're afraid to put the needle directly in the water. Since it's very small, if it falls out of your hand, it would get lost. So instead, you put it on the steps of the cave. Now, even though right now there's no water on the steps, put your hand in the water and swish the water until the water laps up over the needle. As soon as the water laps up over the needle would be tar. Even though when you place the needle down on the steps, there's no water on the steps, since you put your hand in the water and cause the water to lap up over the needle, as soon as the water laps up over the needle, it becomes tar. As long as the water that laps up on the step is not detached from the mikvah, as long as it's still part of the mikvah, that water would be matar the needle. Second mikvah, parachas, mishnah, aleph, eretz yisrael, tahira, umikvah, oisaha, tahira. Eretz yisrael is tar, and the mikvahs in eretz yisrael are tar. The chacham were geyser, that the land of eretz yisrael, the land outside of eretz yisrael, is tamei. But eretz yisrael is tar. Even in the cities where the goyim live, the ground in those cities is also tar. And the mikvahs in eretz yisrael are tar. If you find a mikvah in eretz yisrael, you don't have to assume that maybe there's she'uvim in that mikvah. Instead, you can assume that it's kosher. Mikvos ha'amim shebechutz la'aretz k'sherim lebali karyan. Mikvos ha'amim in chutz la'aretz. If you find a mikvah in chutz la'aretz, they're kosher for a bal kary. Somebody had a seminal discharge, and Ezra was geyser that such a person cannot learn Torah or daven until he has immersed himself. He can immerse himself even in a mikvah that he finds in chutz la'aretz. Afilu nitmalu bekilon, even though it was filled bekilon. Kilon is a guma, a hole in the ground, in which they would pour water from buckets into that hole. And from that hall, we go into the mikvah. So even though this mikvah that was filled up through this kilo and is totally filled with she'uvim, with drawn water, even so it's kosher for balikarian, as even though Ezra was geyser, that a balikarian has to be tevil before he learns Torah or daven, he could be tevil also in mayim, she'uvim, he doesn't need a kosher mikvah. She'be'eretz Yisrael, she'chot l'masteach k'sherim, aflanidos. The mikvahs that are found in Eretz Yisrael, if they are found outside of the entrance of the town, they're kosher, even for nidos, even though Anita has to immerse herself mid-arise, and if she doesn't, and she has relations with her husband, she's chayav karis, and you don't know for sure that this mikvah is kosher, but the Mishnah tells us that you can be assured that it is kosher if it was found outside of the entrance of the town. And since outside the entrance of the town there aren't many people that pass by, so we don't assume somebody filled up the water from buckets. It probably filled with rainwater. So even a nida who has to immerse herself in Minat Torah can immerse herself in that mikvah. The mikvah that is found inside the entrance of the town. Such a mikvah, we do have to be afraid that it was filled by buckets, as there are a lot of people around inside the town, and maybe they filled up the mikvah with buckets. It's not rainwater, and therefore it would be possible for a nida. It's only kosher for Bali carrion. A Bali carry can immerse himself even in a mikvah that has mayim shuvim, so he doesn't have to be concerned that it was filled with water from buckets. But all other tamam cannot immerse himself in that mikvah because we're afraid that the mikvah was not filled with rainwater, it was filled with mayim shuvim, and mayim shuvim is puzzle for a mikvah. Rabbi Yehudah Aimer, how closing the ear will the derech tamam bepneak visa. Barachaykim to heart. Rabbi Yehudah said, even those mikvahs that are outside of the entrance of the town, if they're near the city or the road, they're tamay because of laundry water. We're afraid that people were passing by on the road near this mikvah, washed their clothes in the mikvah, and water was filled up in a bucket and then spilled back into the mikvah, so therefore the mikvah would be filled with mayim shuvim, would be possible. But those that are a distance away from the ear or the derech hatar, those mikvahs that are far away from the ear or the derech, we're not afraid that they were used to wash laundry in them. Therefore, we can assume that the water is rainwater and the mikvah is kosher.